Today's blind is Daf Lamed Gimel. We will begin on Daf Lamed Beis and Mabeis, five lines from the bottom. Tan Rabbanim. Nice because Rech Hashem is Pal Baderach. There was a story where Chassid was davening on the road. Basar Achad was not on Shalom. So a Sar came and a general came and gave him Shalom, Flahech Shalom, but he did not respond to that greeting. Him to Marash Hashem's philosophy. So this chassid, this general waited until the chassid finished davening. Lachash seemed philosophy, and when he finished davening, Amaloi, he said to him, Reka, you poor, you empty person. For like chassid b'saraschem, doesn't it say in your Torah, Rakishamlcha ushma nashcha, be watch yourself and watch your soul. V'ksiv, and it also says, v'nishmatam oidl nafshaseichem, some should be careful with his soul, he should watch himself. So how did you put yourself into this dangerous situation? So therefore when I greeted you, why did you not respond to my greeting? If I would have cut off your head with a knife, who would challenge me for what I did? So the chassid told him, Hamton, wait, until I appease you with something I want to say. If you were standing and talking to a king, and your friend approached you and greeted you while you were talking to the king, would you respond to him? Of course I would not. And if you would greet him while you're talking to the king, what would they have done to you? They would cut my head off with a sword. So the chassid told him, so now let's understand. If you were talking to a king made of flesh and blood, another human, that today is here and tomorrow he passes on, you still deal with such respect. Anishi Malachim, I who was standing in front of the King of all kings, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Shechai v'kayim l'ado loyel me'alam, that he remains forever. Alach kam v'kama, that how much more so I should have to respect him and not do this. Yad nespayis oisah hasar. Immediately the general was appeased. V'nifta oisah chasul lebeis l'shalom, and the chasul went home peacefully. So all the Mefarshim obviously ask, how could the Chassid Tak permit himself to do such a thing and put himself at risk? He didn't know how the general would ultimately react. So the Tzlach says that this Chassid had reasonable grounds to believe that the general wouldn't do anything to him. Because what he saw was that the general initiated the greeting to him. Generally, that's not the way generals act. They expect you to greet them. So once this chassid saw that this general is a little more of an edler general, that's why he felt comfortable in doing what he did. So we learned in the Mishnah, Afil nachash karav al ekvay, even if a snake is coiled around somebody's feet, layasik, he should not interrupt the Shmona Esrei, he should not interrupt the Shmona Esrei to interrupt the Shmoneh Esrei. Rav Sheshi says, Loshan al nachash. This that we just said was only regarding a snake, because a snake is not necessarily going to do damage. Aval Akrov, if it's talking about a scorpion, Paisik, he should stop in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, because scorpions are obviously more prone to do damage, and of course nothing stands in the place of Sakonis Nefashis. And the Pesach will say, if it's a snake also, and he's not certain about the status of the snake, he should stop. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Nafa Lagoi Varayis, if a person fell into a lion's den, Eime Edim Shalas. That means, if there's a person that fell into a lion's den, and now he's no longer here. And the question is, can we safely assume that he's dead and his wife should be allowed to remarry, or can we not assume that way? So the halacha is, just because witnesses saw it fall into a lion's den, they cannot say with certainty that he's dead, and his wife may not remarry just based on that testimony. However, if he fell into a pit full of snakes and scorpions, meat and a love, we can't bear witness that he died. He certainly cannot survive. So we see there's no difference between snakes and scorpions. Answer the Gemara, Shani Hasam, the Agav Itzmaski. There, in the case of Brisa, he fell on the top of the snakes and puts pressure on the snake, it means pressure, and it agitates them, and that's why he has to be less concerned. However, in a regular situation, he doesn't have to worry about a snake. The Mefarshim ask, why didn't we immediately ask from this price on our Mishnah? In our Mishnah it says that for a snake you don't interrupt. And here we see how dangerous a snake is. So Moina Bracha answers that if we wouldn't have had Rava's statement, maybe we would have made a difference between one snake and many snakes. But once we have Rava's statement, where Rava doesn't differentiate between one snake and many snakes, so now we have a question, how do we reconcile the Mishnah and the Braisa? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, Rosh Varim, if somebody saw bulls approaching him, Paisik, he should stop davening to save himself. The Tanner of Oshia, Machik Mashar Tam, somebody should distance himself even from a Shar Tam. A Shar Tam is an animal that has not, a Tam is an animal, as we learn in Masechta Baba Kama, who has not done damage three times. Chamishimam, he should move away 50 yama. Or Mashamud, but from a Shar who already did damage three times, Kamal Einav, as far as the eye can see. Tana Mishmed Rameya. Rameya taught in Abayis, Resh Turba Dekula, even if the head of a bull is buried in its basket where it's eating from, Slik Lagra, you should still go up to the roof, Vishagi Dagmatusach, and take the ladder away, just run away. Amishmul, Havisar says, Hani Mili, Bishar Shachar, when was this spoken about? A black bull, which are more dangerous, or Biyarim Nisan, the days of Nisan, which is spring, and when the bull goes out in the spring and he sees how the world has become so beautiful with the greenery, that gets him wild. That's when the Satan dances between his horns. Tanabon, Master of Mokum Echad, there was a story in one place, Shaya Orid. There was a Orid. An Orid is a type of a snake. For the Mazik Sabrius, that was harming people. Boiva dealer of Chanina Bedoisa. They came and informed of Chanina Bedoisa of this situation. Omlehem. So they told him, Heron Vuyaschar, show me its burrow where it hides itself. Heron Vuyaschar, so they showed him that place. Nasa Ekfal Piachar. So he put his heel over the opening of that burrow. Yotzcha, the Arod came out. Nashcha in Birim. And the Rid died. So Rashi quotes the Alochus Gedolus in the name of the Yerushalmi that adds some details to the story. He says like this, if a person is bitten by an Arod and the person reaches water before the Arod, then the Arod will die. But if the Arod reaches water first, the person will die. What happened over here was a nace that a spring developed right beneath Reb Chanina's heel, and which saved him and killed Arod. Not like Seifai, so they carried this Arod on his shoulders. Chanina Badois revealed by Smedrish, and they brought him to the Smedrish. Omlem, Rubeni, see my children. Ein Arod Memes, it's not the Arod that kills, El Chait Memes, it's the sin that kills. Bais Shah Amru, at that time they said, Oy loy la Adam Shapoga by Arod, woe to a person that is met by a rod, but because of the terrible dangers that can happen. However, worse is it for a rod that's met by Reb Chanina Medaisa. Again, this is a very difficult Gemara to understand. How could Reb Chanina Medaisa enter into Makam Sakana and rely on a ness that the rod will die, and like we just explained, that the well sprung up just there. So the Mefarshim explain a very deep concept that Apia Teva, really the way God created the world, all animals should be subservient to man. And that's what it says in the pasuk in Bereishis, "Merachem v'chitchem, you are kol pnei aretz." Your dominion will be over everything in the world. Just what? Well, what kind of person are we speaking about? We're speaking about a person who acts with the proper Yerushmayim. We, who don't always have that proper level of Yerushmayim, that's why animals prevail over us. However, for Rav Chanina ben Doisa, who was the great Yerushmayim, he had dominion over all creatures of the world. And for him, that was the Derech HaTeva. The Derech HaTeva for him was that he could prevail over any creature without being worried. And that's why it wasn't considered a Makom Sakana for him, because he knew that he has dominion over all creatures. The Mishnah now continues, teaching Halachas of the Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Mishnah, Maskir and Gvur Sashamim, we mention during the winter, in the Brach Mechai Mesum, when we speak about the wonderful power that Hashem does, that He brings rain on the world. That's why we say, Mashu Ruach Marit Geshem. U'sheila, and we request for rain, the Brach Shanim and the Brach of Baruch Aleinu, which is the Brach of Parnasa, and rain gives us sustenance, it helps the crops grow. V'havdallah, and Matzoi Shabbos, we mention Havdallah, we're B'chayin and Adas. Rav Kiva Omer, Omer Bracha Revius Bifnei Atzma. It's said as a separate bracha for itself. Rav Eliezer Omer, Rav Eliezer says, Baidah. Rav Eliezer agrees that it should be said as a separate bracha, but he says that the most important, the most appropriate place to say it is during the last part of Shemoneh Esrei of Haidah, since we thank Hashem for giving us the Shabbos. That's what we're talking about, thanking Hashem. I saw a very interesting psak from Shlomo Zalman, Orbach Tzatzal, that let's say somebody, which fits in with the halach we learned in this Mishnah. The halach is that somebody didn't say Mashu Ruach Marit Geshem, or didn't say the same Talmud, he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So let's say somebody davened Matzah Shabbos, the first Shemoneh Esrei, and he said Atuchan Antanu. But he skipped Mashu Ruach Marit Geshem, or he skipped the same Talmud, and he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Does he have to say over Shemoneh Esrei? So he says that possibly, very possibly, that they do not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, because the whole point of saying Atuchan Antanu is to be able to do Melacha and to say the Avdallah. He did that already, and therefore he does not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Continues the Gemara. Maskirin Gvur Sushamim. We mentioned the wonderful power Hashem has, that He brings us rain. My Tama, Omer Rabbi Yosef, why do we say it in the Bracha Mechai Mesim? Because rain is like Tchis HaMesim. It gives sustenance to all of us, just like Tchis HaMesim will bring us back to life. That's what they established to say in Tchis HaMesim. Why do we say Sheil Berch Hashanim? My Tama, I'm Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, Mitoich Shehi Panasa, because rain gives us sustenance and helps the crop grows. The fikah kavu of brachas panasa. That's why it's put into the bracha which we damn to Hashem for panasa. We continued learning in the Mishnah that Abdullah said b'choyin hadas my tama om Rav Yosef mitoch shichachma, because it's a wisdom, because it takes a smart person to differentiate between kodesh and chol. So, or other Rishonim say it takes a smart person to realize the value of Shabbos. So that's why kavu brachas. As it was put into the bracha, where we speak to Hashem about asking us for wisdom. This is, Atachan Antanu talks about the weekdays. That's in fact the whole point of the bracha. The point of the bracha is to speak to Hashem and ask Him as we begin the weekday. So we said in the first bracha, which is only said during the weekdays and Shabbos. Because as we know, and we said many times, the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei that we say are always the same brachas during the week and on Shabbos. Where did the Shabbos davening and the weekday davening differentiate? By Atachonin. That during the week we say Atachonin, and on Shabbos we don't. So that's the place that we say the tefillah that refers to weekdays Atachonin Tanu. Omer Rabami. So Rav Ami said, G'doy l'deya, wisdom is great, shenetna b'tchilas bracha shachayil. It's the first thing that was said, the first thing that we ask for Hashem is deya. And the Rishonim explained, because here we ask Hashem for all sorts of things. So first of all, we have to know what to ask for, which takes wisdom. And it also takes wisdom to realize what we have and what we have and what to be thankful for. So the most important thing a person needs and has is deya, is wisdom. Bamar Ami, G'dayla deya, wisdom is great. Shenitna b'shtei oishis. It was placed in a pasuk between the two names of Hashem. Shenemar, ki keil deyois Hashem. Keil is the name of Hashem. And deyois. And Hashem is obviously the name of Hashem. So the word wisdom is put in between two names. And the Mefarshim explained, Kael represents the name of Hashem of Midas Hadin, when Hashem has to act with strongly. Hashem is the Midas Harachmim. Deos, Hashem uses His infinite wisdom, when to use Din, and when to use Rachmim, and we need to have Deya to understand what Hashem is doing. The Kami Shem by Deya, somebody who doesn't have Deya, it's forbidden to have mercy. Shnema kloy am binasu. We're a nation that doesn't understand. Alkein lo yichmenu aseya. Therefore, Hashem does not have rachmanus on him. Amar Rabbi Elazar, gedoy lemigdash. Great is the base of migdash. Shnitna b'shtei moishes. Shnema part Hashem migdash Hashem. Hashem, you made a place where you are Hashem. And the Migdash is pure Rachman, so it says Hashem Hashem twice. V'am Rebbe Lezer, Kol Adam Shesh B'Daya, anybody who has wisdom, Kilo Nivna Beis HaMidash B'Yamav, as if the Beis HaMidash was built in his days. Day Nitna B'Shnei Moshes, because as we learned, wisdom was put between the two names of Hashem, and Migdash Nitna B'Shnei Moshes. And Beis HaMidash was put between the two Shem Hashems. Maskevlo, and the Rashba explains what's the connection between Migdash and Deya, because somebody who has wisdom could understand the value of the Beis HaMikdash, and if he understands the value of the Beis HaMikdash, he can understand the daven for the Beis HaMikdash, and he could also be a person that on whom Hashem rests the Shechina, just like the Beis HaMikdash was a place that Hashem's Shechina was. Maskler Rav Acha Kachino, El Me'ato, if we're saying that any word that's put in between names of Hashem, any concept that's put in between names of Hashem, is so important, El Me'ato G'dol Nekama, where Hashem speaks about revenge, it also should be considered so great. Shenit Nebishtei Mercy is because it's also mentioned between two of Hashem and Hashem. Shenema Kel Nekama is Hashem, Kel Nekama is Afiyah. Amalei, and yes, the Milsa, where it's put in the proper place, then it's a great thing. Of course, only when it's used properly. And that's exactly what Ula said. In the pasuk, it says the word Nekama twice. Kel Nekama Hashem. Kel Nekama Safiya. Shtei Nekama Salalalamu. Why did it say Nekama twice? Achsel Taiva. One is to give out reward to those that deserve it. Achsel Ra, to give out punishment to those that reserve it. The Taiva, where do we see the word Hafiya that it talks about? Revenge, good. Except I fear Ma'aparot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came from Ha'aparon, where He gave us the Torah, because Klal Yisrael deserved a reward because they said Nas and Nishma were anxious to tabel the Torah, to accept the Torah. A raw, the Ksif Kel Nekam Hashem, Kel Nekam Safiya, God is a God of vengeance on the others who refuse to accept Hashem's Torah. Rav Kiva, I'm a Baruch Revius. The Kiva said, the Atach HaNatanu is said as a separate bracha. Om le Rav Shemin ben Abel le Rav Yochanan. Michtei. Anshe Knesset Gdolah Tikkun Lam Yisrael Brachos Tefilas. The Anshe Knesset Gdolah, the great Sanhedrin, were the ones that composed the brachos, the tefilas, kedushas, the nagdush that we say v'avdolah. So nechzi hecha tikkun, let's see where they say we should say it. In other words, how can we have a machloikus in our Mishnah? Where is the proper place to say it if the Anshe Knesset Gdolah were misakin it? And like we learned previously, even though things were forgotten, something like this is unlikely to be forgotten, because since it's said every week, it wasn't forgotten. So how do we have this machlokes? Answered Rabbi Yochanan. Amlei, betchila kavur betfila. Originally, Dashi Knesset Gedol said that Atochan Atana should be said in tefila rather than a wine, because the people did not have money to buy wine to make Abdullah. Hishiru, when they got wealthier, kavar l'kais. They said it should be said on a kais of wine, Abdullah should be said. Henu, and then unfortunately they again, the financial status changed. Chazru kavur betfila. So they again put it back in tefila. V'heim amru. And that's when they said, "Hamavdu b'tfila tzorich shiyavdil alakos." We should both say it in tefila and alakos. And it was at that time where the machloikis came up, what the original takana was, where Atochan and Tanu begins. And since they were going back and forth, that's when the Shulchan Aruch says they were masakin that we say havdala both in Atochan and Tanu. And we make Havdalah. And originally they put it into the tefillah. Hashiru, when they got wealthier, kavu ala kais. Chaz vehenu, when they got impoverished, kavu betefillah. Vehemamu, hamavdu betefillah. And they were the ones that said, even though somebody may have dollar and tefillah, tzorch shiyavdil al kais, he has to also make it al kais also. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damri Tavayu, Rabbi Rav Yosef both say, hamavd with tefillah, if somebody makes Abdullah and tefillah, tzorch shiyavdil al kais, he has to make Abdullah on the kais. Amar Rava, umasfina shmatzin. But we could challenge this from the following brisa. It said, if somebody omitted saying, or he did not say the same Talmoter in Baruch Aleinu, we make him repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But if somebody omitted Havdol and Chanadas and Machzir and Soi, we do not make him repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Neshi Yochel Amar Alakais, since he could say it over a cup of wine. Now, since we could say that it's going to say it by Havdalah, that normally it's not obligated to do that. That normally you don't have to say Havdalah Alakais. Normally you could rely on Atochan and Tanu. Answers the Gemara. Don't say because he can or may say it on the cup of wine. That he will say it on a cup of wine, which is the halacha, like we do with two both. It menami. Amar Rav Yom ben Yefes. Sholas Rav Yosef Rav Yochanan ben Tzidon. Rav Yosef asked Rav Yochanan ben Tzidon. Vamalei Rav Shimon ben Yaakov the Mitzar asked Rav Yochanan. Vanoshmat. And I heard them speaking. Hamad b'tfila. If somebody made Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei by saying Atochan Atanu, Tzorch Shiyavdil al Kais Aloy, does he have to repeat it by saying it on the cup or not? V'amalei, Tzorch Shiyavdil al Kais, he has to repeat it again. Ask the Gemara a different question. Ibalu. Hamad al Kais. Somebody made Havdalah already in a cup of wine. Tzorch Shiyavdil b'tfila. And does he again have to say it in tefillah? Omer of Nachman Yitzchak, kavachayim tefillah. We could make a kavachayim from tefillah alone. Omer tefillah, since tefillah, ikatakantihi. Somebody who said Abdullah in Shemoneh Esrei, which is the main chiv, because originally the Rashba explains, you always have to say Atochan and Tanu, because you always have to daven. Havdalah was only said to somebody who has a cup of wine. Amri hamavdu b'tefillah, that even though you already did the main chiv of saying Atochan and Tanu, tzorch shiyavdil al kais, you still have to say Havdalah on the cup of wine. Hamavdu al kais, so somebody only said Havdalah al kais, with saying Havdalah, he said Havdalah before he damaged Shemoneh Esrei, the lab ketakantihi, which wasn't the main takana, but koshkein, that he certainly has to say Havdalah when he will stab in Ma'ariv and Atochan and Tanu. Tani Rav Acha Richa Kamei Rav Chanina. Hamad v'tfila, Meshubach Somebody who says Abdullah during Shemoneh Esrei, during Natachanan Tanu, is more praiseworthy than somebody just said it, but somebody says it in the Havdalah. However, if somebody does both, let brachas come on his head. Ask the Gemara. Hagufa kasha. The Brisa seems to be self-contradictory. Amri. First we said, I'm avdol b'mishtfilah, that somebody says, Havdalah mitfilah, mishabach yoysim mishi avdol kais. Is more praiseworthy than somebody that says it in a cup. It seems that you have an option which to do, and the Brisa is telling us, choose tefillah. Am tefillah chudasagi. Tefillah alone is enough. The hadatani, and then in the same Brisa we learned, im hivdu bazu bazu, if somebody may have dalam both, yinuchal ibrach saroshay, he should be praiseworthy. However, as Rekivin the Nafkla Bechada, if he already was Yoytse, by saying Havdalah in Shemar Esrei, Iftar, he's already, has accomplished what he has to do it. Why does he have to say it again? And if he does do it again, ask the Gemara, isn't it a bracha shen a tzricha? It's an unnecessary bracha. What Allah is, that you're not allowed to make an unnecessary bracha, as the Torah says, like Sisa Shem Elokecha, you're not allowed to mention Hashem's name in vain. So saying a bracha that's not required is certainly usur. Vamar Rav, V'tem Rish Lakish, V'am Le'b Yochan Rish Lakish, Tam Tavayu, Kol Avark Bracha Shein a Tzricha, Oy Mishim Le'Sisa. So how can we give him this Eitzah? Answers the Gemara, El Eimahachi. Im hev the bazu v'lo hev the zu. If this brisa holds, and that's not the way we pass it, as we'll soon see, but if he made that bracha in davening and he did not make a bracha in Avdalah, Yenuch Bracha Sarosha, he should be blessed. Because this brisa holds, you should only make one. Barminei, Rav Chisda Rav Sheshes. So Rav Chisda asked from Rav Sheshes. If somebody forgot to say Havdalah in both Ma'ariv and over Yayin, what is the halacha? If somebody didn't say either, he should daven again and then say Havdalah. He should not rely on just saying Havdalah, but he should first repeat Shemoneh Esrei. And the Rabbeinu Yoin explains why is this? Because this is a penalty because he failed to say Havdalah before he ate or drink. Amalei Ravina Rava Hilchasamai. What is the halacha? Amalei. So he said to him, Kiddush. We compare Havdalah to Kiddush. Ma Kiddush, just like the Kiddush. Afogav, the Mekadosh Pitzlusa, even though we mention Kiddush by the davening, Mekadosh HaKaisai, we again, when we come home, we say Kiddush on a cup of wine, Af Havdalah Nami, by Havdalah also, Afogav the Madab Tzlusai, even though somebody says Havdalah in the davening, he says Atochanatanu, Mavdal HaKaisai, we should again make Havdalah on a cup of wine. And that's the halacha l'maisa is, that we do Havdalah twice, and we also do Kiddush twice. There's a mitzvah deraisa, we spoke about it, of Zoch Hashem Shabbos L'Katshoi, and how do we mekayim Zoch Hashem L'Katshoi? By saying Kiddush. So the Magen Avraham says that the mitzvah deraisa will mekayim already by when we say the Mekadosh HaShabbos, when we speak about Shabbos in the Shemoneh Esrei. So he says, therefore, when somebody is making Kiddush on a cup of wine, it's only midrabbanon, because midraisa he was already mekayim the mitzvah and ma'ariv. Therefore, Kiva Eger asks, we learned that women are mechuyev in the chiyuv of Kiddush, because kol sheyeshna b'shmira, we learned whoever is mechuyev not to desecrate the Shabbos, yeshna b'zchira, are required to be mekadosh the Shabbos, the mechayev to say Kiddush. So what's going to be the halacha, asks Rabbi Kiva Eger, if a woman didn't daven ma'ariv? So her chiv kiddush is a chiv deraisa. Her husband who daven ma'ariv already was mechayim the kiddush deraisa. So how could somebody who only has a chiv drabonin be moitzi somebody who only has a chiv somebody has a chiv derais. The man has only a chiv derabbanan. He daven ma'ariv, and the woman has a chiv derais because she didn't say anything. So Rekiv Eger says what the woman should say is she should say good Shabbos. By her saying good Shabbos, she's mekadosh the Shabbos. She's mentioning the Shabbos. So now her chiv is also only with derabbanan. So one derabbanan can we might see another derabbanan. Continues the Gemara. Rebbe Elazar Omer b'Hayda. Where should the Atachanatanu be said? It should be said in Haida, in the last part of the Shemoneh Esrei of the Haida. Says the Gemara. Rav Zeir have a rock of chamra. Rav Zeir was riding on a donkey. Have a koshok of Azar Rav Chir bar Avin Basrei. And Rav Chir bar Avin was going behind him. Amalei, vada de amrit mishmed Rav Yochanan. It's true what you said in the name of Rav Yochanan. Halach Rav Elazar, Biyantav Shchal Yosach HaShabbos, that the halacha follows what Rav Elazar says, Biyantav, that Biyantav comes out of Matzah Shabbos. Where we also have to mention, and the Gemara will soon tell us exactly the Nusach, the concept of Havdalah, because we're going from a greater Kedusha, the Kedusha of Shabbos, to a lesser Kedusha, the Kedusha of Yontif. So we also have to say Havdalah. So do we have, there's no Atachainim. There's not, so we can't say the bracha and atachanim. So this, it says the Gemara, everybody should seemingly agree that it should be said in Haidah. Am I in? Yes, it's true. Ask the Gemara, halacha, by saying that we're following Rabbi Elazar in such a situation, mechlal the pligi, it seems that somebody is arguing. Because whenever we have in the Gemara, that the Gemara says the halacha is like a specific man, the Omer, that means there must be some sort of a disagreement, and we're saying that the halacha follows this man, the Omer. Now, it's not true. Who disagrees? Who disagrees? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'loi pligi? Of course there's a machloikis. But pligi rabbanan. Because the rabbanan in our Mishnah seemingly disagree with Rabbi Elazar. So what are you telling me? That it's difficult for you to understand why we said halacha, which seems to mean that there's a disagreement. Yes, there is a disagreement. And says the Gemara, no. Aim at the pligi rabbanan. Where did the rabbanan disagree? B'shan masashana. On a regular Matzah Shabbos. Because there, they say we should say atachanatanu in the bracha of atachanim. However, beyond the shchalius of Shabbos, where there is no atachanatanu, on a Matzah Shabbos, going into Yom Tov pligi, so the Gemara continues. For a pligi Rabbi Kiva, even if you'll say that the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Elazar, that the Rabbanan only said their psak on a regular Matzah Shabbos where we say atachanantanu, but there's still a machlokes, because Rabbi Kiva says that we say the concept of Abdullah immediately at the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, after Mechaya Mason. Rabbi Elazar says we say that at the end by Haidol. So even if everybody agrees, which is not the halacha, but even if everybody agrees that on a Matzah Shabbos, which is the beginning of a Yontif, the Havdalah is a separate bracha, we still have a machlokes. Because the Rekiva would say we should say it after Atokadosh, and Rabbi Elazar says that we should say it on Haidah. So when we're saying halacha Rabbi Elazar, we're saying that halacha is like Rabbi Elazar versus Rabbi Kiva. So what's your problem when he says halacha? Says the Gemara. The whole year, do we pass like Rabbi Kiva, the hashtag Naivikava say, that we should follow him? So when we say that the halacha is Rabbi Elazar versus Rabbi Kiva, of course we the halacha is Rabbi Elazar versus Rabbi Kiva. We never pass like Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says, Kalashana Kula, my time of doing Rabbi Kiva. Why the whole year don't we do like Rabbi Kiva? The time is started ticking. Chazal said we should say 18 brachas, Tishri, not 19. So, we say 19 brachas, so we mean 19, not 20. Hachanam is chef tikkun, tamil tikkun. We're only supposed to say yontif 7 brachas, not 8. So there's no need to tell us that the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Kiva. Amlei, lav halacha itma. When Rabbi Yochanan said that the halacha follows on Rabbi Kiva on a Matzah Shabbos, that's the beginning of yontif, it's not that he said the halacha when absolute, that's the halacha, matan itma. Meant to say that we should incline toward Rabbi Elazar's shita, but not actually follow that way. Ditma, Rabbi Yitzchak b'Avdim, oy mishum rabbeinu, halacha. That he said that the halacha is that way. Vamalei, and all the same matan. We only incline to pass in that way. Rabbi Yochanan m'moidim. The Rabbi Yochanan says even a stronger language, that the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Elazar in such a case. B'chi says, it seems to be correct. Omer Rav Zeira, the Kaita B'chi Barav Yotcha. take what Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said in your hand. The daif v'gom mishmatz mepon the mara shapir. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was meticulous when he studied anything from his Rebbe. He was extremely meticulous. Just like Rabbi Chava was in Pemedisa, who also had this midah that anything he learned, he was extremely careful. Dama, Rabbi Chava on Rabbi Yehuda, where do we see how careful Rabbi Chava was? Harabayas, on the Temple Mount, Stav Kafel Hayu, there was a double row of benches, for Yestav of Nimestav, one row within another row. So usually, the language that's used for a bench is Itztabal. Why did he use the uncommon language of Stav? Because that was the language that his Rebbe used. His Rebbe used the language of Stav, and he was careful to speak exactly the same way of his Rebbe. However, the Gemara goes, Halach l'maisa, where is the proper place to say Havdalah when Shabbos is followed by Yontif? Anolai hayadana v'lo yuhayadana. I don't know anything else. Elam the Rav Shmuel yadana. I know what Rav and Shmuel said. The Tiknu Lon Maginis Bebovel. They composed for us a beautiful pearl, a beautiful nusach, which should be said in the Havdalah. V'tadienu Hashem Lakenu, es mishpatei tzedecha. Somebody, Hashem, you have made known to us your beautiful laws, but Tamadena Lansis Chukir Tzanach, and you have taught us to perform the decree, but Techelenu, and you have given us as an inheritance Mani Sa, some times of joy, the Chag in the Dava, and times that we give in the Dava with a Yontif, but Tereshenu, and you have bequeathed us Kedusha Shabbos, the holiness of Shabbos, the Kfoid Moed, and the honor of Yontif, the Chagigas Regal, and the enjoyment and of Yom Tovim. Then Kedusha Shabbos, Kedusha Yontif of Dalta. You have separated between Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos is greater. You have sanctified Shabbos from all other weekdays. Hivdalta, you have separated it. Kedashta, you have sanctified it. As Amch Yisrael, your nation, Yisrael Kedusha Secha. And we continue with Titein Lanu. And that's the halacha. We should say it in the middle of the brachas of Yom Tovim. Continue the Mishnah. There is a din in the Torah of Shiluach HaKan. Shiluach HaKan is that if somebody comes upon a nest where there's a mother bird and its babies, the halacha is Shalach to Shalach HaSa'im. You should send away the mother. Mesabonim, and then Sabonim Tikulach, says the Mishnah. Oima can't see per Yechamecha. Somebody who says, while he's diving, how great are you, Hashem, that you have compassion on birds, or Vatoy Bizach Hashemecha. Somebody says, for goodness, your name should be remembered, or somebody says, Moidim Moidim, two times Moidim, Meshatim, so we silence him for talking that way. And we'll explain soon everything why this is an inappropriate language. So it begins the Gemara. Bishlam Moidim Moidim. I can understand if somebody says Moidim Moidim twice, Meshach Masai, Mishun Mechzik Yishtei Rishuyas. It looks like accepting two gods. Similarly, if somebody says Vatavi Zachar Shemecha, on the goodness your name should be mentioned, Nami. Why we don't like this? Because Mashmal Toiv, that we only mention God on good things, for Loyal Aro, not in bad, the Tanan, and we learned in the Mishnah, we're going to learn it later in the Masechta. Chay Adam Levarach Al Aro, Shem Shevarach Al Toiv. A person has to bless Hashem for the good just like for the bad. And for the bad just like for the good, everything is from Hashem. Ella can't see per Yigerich Rechmecha, if somebody says that you are so compassionate, that you had Rechmonis on birds, my Tama, why do we think that this is not an appropriate language? Pligaboy Trema Ravi Mirarava. So the Machlaikas and Maroim in Atasra, what is inappropriate? Rabbi Yosef Aravin, Rabbi Yosef Zvida. Chanama Mneshim Matal Kinemas Bereshus. Because he's bringing jealousy in the words in Hashem's world. Because it seems to say that only Hashem has Rachmanus only on birds, which is not true. Hashem has Rachmanus on everything, on everybody and everything. Chanamer, and the other one said, what's the problem with it? Nesha Oysa Midoysa Kodesh Baruch Hu Rachmim. He is turning as what Hashem's mitzvahs, do we do them because of acts of mercy? Daniel Xeris. That means we have to do Hashem's mitzvah is because Hashem told it to us, not because of any reason. If somebody will say it's maybe compassionate to send away the birds and keep the mother, you can't do it because it's what Hashem says. Says the Gemara, Ha'uda Nachas Kamei the Rava. There was somebody who was going to be Shlich Tzibai Rava. V'omah, Ata Chasta Kan Tzipur, Yu Hashem had Rachmanis on a bird's nest, Ata Chos V'rachim Aleinu. Omer Rava, Kam Yoda Haitzurim Rabbon Al-Tzurim Mari. So Rava said, how great is this person that he knows how to find favor with Hashem. Omer Abayu, so Abayu said, V'mishat K'masot Nan. We just learned in the mission, if somebody says this, we tell him not to say it. Says the Rav, Rav of course knew that it's inappropriate. He just wanted to see if Abaye, his student, would react by reminding him that the Mishnah says differently. Says the Gemara, who the Nachs Kamei Rav Chanina? Omer, somebody was going to be about to feel by Rav Chanina. Omer, Hakeil Hagodol, God is great, Gibra strong, Noira awesome, Va'adir potent. V'oz is strong, v'yori, somebody we should fear, hachozik strong, hachoz v'am, so again language is strong, v'avadai, v'nichpad. Himton lo'y atchus sayim, Rechaninam waited until he finished his davening. Kisayim loch, when he finished, omalei, simtinu l'kula shvar demarach, have you completed everything that you could say in praise of Hashem? Lamlech kula hai, why should you say all this? Anan han tlos demarach. We say three. We say, God will give of a noira. God will give of a noira. Ilav demir Moshe Rabbeinu v'raisa. If not, that Moshe Rabbeinu used this language in the Torah. V'osa anshe knesa gdoyla v'teknu b'tfila. And anshe knesa gdoyla went and put it into the nusach ha'tfila. Lo ava yichon el memulei. We couldn't be able to recite this because who's the one that can even begin to recite the praise of Hashem? V'at amrit kula hai v'azot. And you're going to say all of this? Moshe l'melech vos v'dom. What does this look like? Like the king, like a regular king, Shaila Alfei Lofen Dinrei Zoram, who has thousands and thousands of golden dinners, and people praise him with the silver coins. They're like, Nayulai, isn't this a disgrace? Here too, by beginning to say too much, it's very dangerous. Vavram Chanina, Hakav Dei Shemayim, everything is in the hands of Hashem, Chutz Meir Shemayim. Shnemar, as opposed to Vati Yisrael Mo Hashem Shoyal Miyamach, what does Hashem ask from you? Kim Leira. Ask the Gemara when it says ki im lira, it means just Yerushmayim. Ask the Gemara, oti Yerushmayim milsa zutra, so he is Yerushmayim a small thing. V'amar chaninim shim rav shim ben yichoy, ein lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'beis genozov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has in his treasure's house el oitza Yerushmayim. Only Yerushmayim. Shinam Yerus Hashem hi oitzroi. What does Hashem have in his treasure house, Yerushimayim? So what he's saying is if Yerushimayim is a small thing, there's nothing that Hashem values more than Yerushimayim. And says the Gemara in, who was the one that's saying this? Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gava Moshe, Gani Moshe, Milsa Zitrusahi. Yerushimayim is a small thing. Dabram Chanina, Moshe Ladon Shavak Shemen Akli Godel Yeshloi. If you ask from somebody to lend you a big vessel, and he has it, Daimalovka Kli Cotton, so to him it's no big deal. It's like asking him for a small thing. Cotton, if somebody has a small thing, but ain't loy, Daimalovka Kli Godel, to him it's like a big thing. Moshe Rabbeinu had plenty of Yerushimayim, so for him it was nothing. So Rabbi Yitzchak Volozhiner used to explain, why does Hashem only have in his treasure house Yerushimayim? Because what does a person keep in his treasure house? What does somebody keep in his treasure house? Something that's hard to come by. For the Eivishta to have gold and silver or anything, he has the whole world. Hashem Aretz Melayayi. But Yerushimayim, Hashem can have Yerushimayim, only humans can have Yerushimayim. So that's something extremely valuable to Hashem, and that's why he keeps it in his treasure house. Maidim, Maidim, we learned in the Mishnah, somebody says Maidim, Maidim, Shakim, Sai. Omer of Zera, Kalaim, Shema, Shema, if somebody says Shema, Shema twice, Kalaim, Maidim, Maidim, Dami, it's inappropriate. Meisle asked the Gemara, it says a bride, a Kar, Shema, Vakaifle, if somebody says Shema and repeats it, Hareza, Maguna. It's disgraceful. It seems Maguna to have it. It's not nice. Of Shtuki, Loim, Shakim, Lai. Answers the Gemara, Loikash, Hadam, Milsa, Milsa, Batonin, Law. One case is where he says each word of the Shema and says it before going to the next word. Hadama Psuk V'tanalon. The other case is where he says a whole Pasuk and repeats it. So Rashi explains that if he says each word twice, it's just not nice, we don't make him repeat it. However, if he says the whole pasuk twice, it looks like he's accepting two gods, and that we say should be quiet. Tosfos says some, just the opposite. And that's why the halacha l'maaseh says you shouldn't say it either way, but if somebody said the pasuk Shema and he didn't have the proper kavanah, he wants to repeat it, he should say it the second time quietly. Maybe he repeated it and he didn't have the, maybe he's repeating it because the first time he didn't have kavanah. So he said, that's the most disgraceful thing himself, that he said Shema without the proper kavanah. If somebody doesn't have the proper kavanah, we strike him with a smith's hammer until he has kavanah. And therefore, the halacha is somebody should not say Shema twice out loud. Only if he doesn't have kavanah, which of course we just learned is very bad, he should say it the second time quietly.